Watch, Adam Carolla bids farewell to douche Tim Waltz and his idiot wife and daughter, fuck off. By Warner Todd Houston on January 7, 2026. Comedian and podcast megastar Adam Carolla delivered a fiery farewell to outgoing, corruption and scandal-plagued Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Waltz. Waltz, who has been under fire for myriad criminal convictions of welfare fraud among the state's Somali community that seemed to get worse on a weekly basis, announced on Tuesday that he was dropping his bid for re-election to the governor's mansion. Waltz insisted that he intends to put the needs of Minnesota ahead of his own political career. Carolla feels this is all great news and that when Waltz's term ends, Minnesota will finally be rid of this douche. He's a douche and he's a dope. And his wife is worse than him, Carolla said of Waltz. And his daughter seems worse than both of them. So fuck off. Hit the fucking bricks, you idiot. New, at Adam Carolla delivers brutal send-off to Tim Waltz. He's a douche and he's a dope. And his wife is worse than him. And his daughter seems worse than both of them. So fck off. Hit the fking bricks, you idiot. At dailycallerpick.twitter.com/18zfkpkd50. Jason Cohen, at Jason Jernodsk, January 6, 2026. Carolla also predicted that the losing 2024 Democrat nominee for vice president will be plagued by the Somali fraud scandal despite his decision to leave office. It's just gonna get worse for him. And yes, he's doing this and good, good riddance, Carolla said of the fraud investigations pounding Waltz. But it's sad. I mean, this guy was almost vice president in the United States, which is crazy, Carolla added. He's a douche. He's gone. Waltz ended his bid for re-election early on Tuesday morning in a decision that surprised many. In his statement, Waltz tried to spin his decision as a gallant move aimed at defending Minnesota. He admitted that he did pledge to run for a third term, but as I reflected on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute I spend defending my own political interests would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who prey on our differences. He concluded, saying, "So I've decided to step out of the race and let others worry about the election while I focus on the work." Waltz's decision came on the heels of viral videos from citizen journalist Nick Shirley, who went to several Somali-run daycare centers in Minneapolis and found that they were caring for no children at all despite getting thousands of welfare dollars every month to care for needy children. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.